Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to couple the various ingredients in the American Family Farmer philosophy. It's farm, food, and family. I like to start each one of our gatherings, our get-togethers, with some ag news, things that are applicable to how you run your farm or what's going on in the farm business. I have been talking on my DJV program, the Monday through Friday show that I do with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, that's on a lot of these same stations. We talk a lot about food, food security, food safety, where your food comes from. And this week, I spent a good deal of time talking about what's going on in Iowa, how things have changed so drastically as an example of what's going on in farming in general. And so the news is this week there was a survey done of who owns the land in Iowa. And the most of the land, it turns out, is not farmed by the owner anymore. The local economies, and you all know this, there are three or four stations in Iowa that carry this program. You know what's going on, but the rest of the world may not be paying attention. That is, the people at the end of the food chain, if you'll pardon the pun, people who are buying the food don't know. Oftentimes, that's one of the aims of this program, is to acquaint you, if you're not on the farm, but you're interested in where your food comes from, what the system is all about and how big the big agriculture, ag businesses, ag corporations have become. I think we still have the opportunity to turn the corner and to build a better, more complete farm economy that puts family farmers and local businesses and communities at the center. You can start by ending the outsourcing of the American food system. Apple juice served in Iowa should come from Iowa farms, not from other places around the globe. I don't think that's a utopian vision. It's maybe I'll talk a little more about this in my commentary at the end of the hour. You know, the same thing with where what you're paying for steak, and it is because I'm so concerned. I think all of us are that are paying attention to the program. We're so concerned about the small family-owned farms, the dairies, and how many of those have been lost. I have statistics on top of statistics as to what is happening. One of the influences not only is bad government and government interference and intervention, but also the weather. There's been a lot of talk lately, and I know a lot of the climate people are trying to scare the hell out of everybody with the look at the weather and how it's changed, and it's terrible. Farms are being affected by this, for sure. If you look, I was looking at a report from the American Farm Bureau Federation, one of the economists looking at how the markets are shifting because of how people are moving. For example, all the people moving out of California to Texas or up to Salt Lake, where there's not really heavy, there hasn't been heavy growing of local produce, especially in Texas, yes, but up in Salt Lake and that area, no, it's all mountain, so there's not much growing. So because now the food has to be trucked in from California, what does that do to the freshness factor, all of these things? And the Farm Bureau overviews this quite well. The vaccine situation on farms. I know a lot of you don't trust the government, and with good reason. And so what do you put the vaccine together with the government and say, I don't trust the government, therefore I don't trust the vaccine? I get what you're thinking, and I think that way a lot myself. I think that my friends in the National Association of Farm Broadcasters have put together some news segments and some public service announcements along with the Ad Council to help educate you. I'm not one of these people that thinks the government should come to your door, knock on the door and say, have you been vaccinated yet? I think that's carrying it too far. But education always goes a long way. Unfortunately, a lot of scare tactics because the news media is not your friend. The local news media may be more your friend if you can find good local outlets for information. A lot of times, especially in rural areas, the news is left to some bloggers. There's no more local radio with news, maybe some farm news. Markets and stuff, but more often than not, that's a syndicated show that's coming from Chicago or someplace else. So you don't really have the focus on what's going on locally. I just think, even though I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I think we have too many vaccines. But I think in this circumstance, getting the vaccine, getting vaccinated, is a good idea. If you think I have any credibility or any value, then you listen to that and say, well, maybe he thinks it's okay. Maybe I should look into it more thoroughly. But I think everybody's going to be better off, frankly. There's an ag appropriations bill this week going through the House that bans China from buying U.S. farmland. It's about time. The resources, Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington State, he's a Republican, is the one who has started pushing this. I think we need more bills like this to keep the Chinese not only from buying land, but from buying up Tyson's, which they're trying to do. They were successful in buying up Smithfield, the largest pork producer in the world. And now the whole business about what's happening with the fish industry, they're trying to get involved in that. Did you know that most of the salmon caught in the United States is shipped to China for processing? Did you know that? And then it's shipped back to our country for consumption. I'll bet you most people, and that's going on with other ag products. Fishing is an ag product. It's a consumable. And to find out that the Chinese are buying most of the salmon, shipping it over to China to process it and sending it back over here, they're controlling the salmon and basically the seafood industry, because they're doing the same thing with other seafood that's being caught. They're buying it and they're sending it back to their country to be processed, and they bring it back here. Can you imagine? Think about the money. What are you paying for a pound of salmon these days, or a pound of haddock, or a pound of whatever? And did you have any idea that these foods were being shipped back to China for processing? It's pretty damned outrageous, and something, again, I'd like to think that you probably didn't know that was going on, and once you hear that it's going on, you don't much like it. I sure as heck don't. So, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. We continue in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farm. We're going to meet Farmer Lee Jones, who has a secret that he wants to share with you and all of us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this is not a secret anymore. It was kind of a secret for a while, but now after 24, 25 years, people are beginning to catch on, especially with all the conversation that I have on my various programs about Calitrin and weight loss. If you've been on a program and you've lost a lot of weight, and you're getting, you know, you're feeling better because your blood pressure is down, you're not worried about diabetics, about being a diabetic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start putting it back on again. You think, oops, wait a minute, hold on. What do I have to do to keep the weight that I've lost off my body? And so I would say to you, go to toploss.com and check out the clinical studies that prove how well Calitrin works in that circumstance. There is no drug interference, no stimulants, nothing that's going to make you crazy. It's just better. It's all natural collagen protein, aloe vera, digestive enzymes, building your body back up, repairing your body while you're asleep. So let's all decide that we're going to help ourselves and support each other. This information is available for you to pass along to somebody who maybe is trying to do the right thing, keep their weight off. They don't know how to do it successfully. So send them to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. That's simple. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, after you decide to buy the product, and get 3 months free and also free shipping by using the DJV code. That's right. Use the DJV code for savings and supply at toploss.com.
Americans can make health a priority this summer while also helping break a Guinness World Records title achievement for the most pledges for a health campaign in 1 month, from June 15th to July 15th. Dr. Don O'Shea is with United Healthcare.
For each person who signs our pledge, United Healthcare will donate $1 per pledge to select boys and girls clubs for new sports equipment for a total of $60,000. by going to UHCStepUp.com. People may also become eligible for a chance to win one of more than 100 wellness-related prizes, such as a dream home gym or a new set of golf clubs and a golf bag signed by Rory McIlroy.
Why is this campaign important?
We're encouraging people to prioritize their health, like walking 10,000 steps per day, eating more fruits and vegetables, or getting sufficient sleep.
To sign the health pledge and for eligibility and official rules, visit UHCStepUp.com. Sweepstakes open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Back on the American Family Farmer, as promised, I have Farmer Lee Jones on the program this week. The American Family Farmer focusing a lot on local farmers and success stories. He's got a new guide and a cookbook called The Chef's Garden, a modern guide to common and unusual vegetables. Got some recipes, that sort of thing. So let's get the background on Farmer Lee Jones. You are known, maybe a well-kept secret in the food world, or the rest of the world anyway. You cooked with Julia Child. How did that take place?
Well, I actually provided product for Julia. We're farmers. I'm not a chef. She actually called me one day from Cambridge Springs, Massachusetts, and she was entertaining guests, and she heard that we had tomatoes ready, and her tomatoes weren't ready yet, and we ship. We ship direct from our farm to restaurants, and now, since COVID, direct to individuals. And so we shipped her some of the heirloom tomatoes, and she called back and left a beautiful message. And then I subsequently met her later, about a year later, at a party, and we had a great conversation about it.
All right, so our focus here on the American Family Farmer is food, family, and farm. Your farm, tell us a little. You've been on the farm, you grew up on the farm, right? And you've had a family farm for quite a long time. Is that the story of your father, or did you start it? What happened here?
No, my dad did. My dad actually went to work for a very progressive vegetable grower when he was 14. Our area is in an amazing microclimate right along Lake Erie. And Lake Erie is the shallowest of all the Great Lakes. Consequently, it's the warmest, and it provides an amazing microclimate. It peaked with 330 vegetable growers in this county in 1930, the largest concentration of vegetable growers of any county in the world. It's all old lake bottom soil, some of the richest sandy loam in the world. And I grew up in the vegetable business, and probably a lot of the listeners remember Earl Butz's famous message, "Get big or get out."
Well, that's also something that you heard from Sonny Perdue more recently as well. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, but we're not in favor of that concept.
No. No, that's not the concept of this program, just the opposite, in fact.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And, you know, our family experienced 22% interest rates in the late 70s, early 80s, and we had a devastating hailstorm, and it wiped out the crops, and we could not repay the loans, and the banks foreclosed. And at 19 years old, I stood shoulder to shoulder with my mom and dad, my brother and sister, all of our neighbors, all of our competitors, everybody that was there to celebrate our failure, and they auctioned everything off right down to my mother's car and our home. And we started.
All right, hold on with that story. I want to have the complete story. We'll pause for a few moments, a few words from your local stations, and then continue here on the American Family Farmer.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Welcome to the farm.
Jones, a farmer from Ohio along the banks of Lake Erie, used to be called the mistake on the lake. That was more of the rivers going into the lake. I went to school in Ohio, so I know I worked as a kid on a farm, a bull farm in Tiffin, Ohio, which is at the other side. It's more on the west, the northwest side. You're in the northeast. And yeah, this past weekend I was fortunate enough to travel through several areas where there's great farming, the Finger Lakes region of New York State. I was driving up there, never had before, and into places in Vermont. And I still see a lot of great farming going on, but I also see a lot of empty land, and it's troubling. That's not necessarily the focus of our conversation here, but I think that what I try to do with this program, Lee, is encourage people to either get into farming, figure out how to do it, find, you know, getting over the hurdles and the roadblocks, because there are plenty of them. And I think your story helps us to imagine what we could do on our own, because you came from complete failure, as you were just describing. Everything was gone. So take us from that point. 19 years old, everything gets sold at auction, you're ruined, family. What did you do?
We just started over, and I think that we were just too stupid to know that we couldn't do it. And so we did it, and we started over. I mean, I could tell you stories that you just wouldn't even believe. I mean,
tell me a couple of them. I want to hear a couple of those stories.
Well, at the sale, you know, farmers never throw anything away. My dad was post-depression, and you save everything because you can always steal a part off of something or you're always building something. And there were three trucks that they couldn't even get a scrap price sale for them. Somebody give me $50 for this. It's worth that for scrap metal. And nobody would bid on them, and we resurrected them enough to start back at farmers markets. Mm-hmm. We talked a neighbor into renting us 50 acres, and we paid him double the rent. And, of course, told them we wouldn't be able to pay them till the end of the year. We made sure that even though we did without a lot of things, they got their rent. But we resurrected these trucks and headed to farmers markets and started over. They shouldn't have been on the road. We mudded the license plates over because they were invalid, and we couldn't afford the money to buy the tags for
them.
Good
for you. I love those stories.
You know, we just started over. But we met a European-influenced chef at farmers market, and she said, you know, if you would grow for the quality and the flavor rather than the tons per acre, grow it without chemical, do it the right way, I think that there would be enough support for it. Mm-hmm. And it was some glimmer of hope that maybe there was a chance for small family farm to survive. And that was in the early 80s. It's been so exciting to see the resurgence or renaissance of small family farms in America. I was at Progress Days last weekend down in Mount Hope. And the innovation, the creativity, the new small farm scale equipment companies that are going on right now in America is just unbelievable. There is growth. It is happening. It is real. There is a place for small farms. People are recognizing that there needs to be a connection between where their food sources are coming from and who's growing it, how they're growing it, and it's really exciting. I've never been more excited about agriculture and the culinary world than I am post-pandemic. People get it. People are concerned about their health.
Mm-hmm.
Where their food is coming from, more gardens last year than in the history of the United States, even higher than the number of gardens during the Victory Garden days. It's very exciting times.
Well, it is if you are aware. That's why I put the emphasis that I do on this, because there's so much in the so-called news media, even some of the ag news media, is so devoted to the huge agribusinesses because that's where the money comes from. It's supporting Monsanto and what they're all about and the drivel that comes out of the people that run those companies versus the people that are like you that are supplying food that's actually good for people and that they can afford. That's what we're striving to do here, to tell those stories. Faith, hope, and charity. There's just something of that, especially in your story, great American story. Lee Jones, the farmer, his website is farmerjonesfarm.com. We'll get to that as we continue in the next half hour of this week's American Family Farmer.
I'm Andy Solomon. 5G is beginning to power everything from connected farms to connected cars. Recently, Halo launched one of the first commercial driverless car services in the U.S., running on the T-Mobile 5G network. Halo expects to begin serving customers in Las Vegas later this year. John Saw, EVP of Advanced and Emerging Technologies at T-Mobile, has more.
Halo has operated on the T-Mobile 5G network since it began driving on Las Vegas roads earlier this year. Driverless vehicles demand ubiquitous coverage, making the T-Mobile 5G network a perfect match for developers.
T-Mobile is America's 5G leader with the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network and is a platform for autonomous car innovation.
There is a lot of work to do on the path to full autonomy, and Halo is taking a unique and intelligent approach to get there. This kind of startup innovation is why we are working to build the biggest and the best 5G network in the country.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
After leaving thousands without power in Florida, Tropical Storm Elsa has moved into southeastern Georgia, dropping heavy rains and bringing gusty winds. Tropical storm watches now extend from South Carolina up to Long Island, as Elsa is expected to head into South Carolina and eastern North Carolina on Thursday and into the mid-Atlantic coast on Friday. The storm will weaken as it continues over land, but does have the potential to drop several inches of rain as it goes. The storm is being blamed for one death in Florida and another 10 injuries when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Georgia naval base. And Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats now warrant removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The push for a global minimum corporate tax rate is likely to come at an upcoming meeting of the G20 countries. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida announced Wednesday that crews have recovered 18 more victims from the rubble of the collapsed condominium tower, bringing the official death toll up to 54. Also on Wednesday, the rescue operation was officially ended and moved into the recovery phase.
At this point, we have truly exhausted every option available to us in the search and rescue mission. So today is about beginning the transition to recovery so that we can help to bring closure to the families who've been suffering and waiting for news.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava there. 86 people are still unaccounted for 2 weeks after the collapse. And a federal judge has declined to block some challenged sections of Georgia's new election law ahead of a pair of runoff elections in the state. Portions of the law that dealt with election observers and the deadline to request an absentee ballot were challenged. U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulie ruling that the challenges came too close to a pair of House special elections, but he reserved judgment on the content of the challenges. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a fellow that's very inspirational, Lee Jones. How old are you, Lee?
I just turned 60, June 23rd.
All right, and your children and your wife, are they all on board? How many people do you have in your family that's working on this family farm?
Well, we hope all of them are working. I have a son that's involved in the farm and two that are not, a son and a daughter that are not. My brother's son just came back to the farm and his daughter. But really, we look at our team as extended family, whether it's blood or whether it's not. We have 1,000 years of experience here on the Chef's Garden. That's 1,000 years of experience on the Chef's Garden farm. And that's really something that we're proud of, because we have some third-generation folks that have been with us. And, you know, we have a saying, healthy soil, healthy vegetables, healthy people, healthy environment. It used to be that a farmer's goal was to leave the land in better condition for future generations, and that's a noble goal, and it's still one of our top goals, is to leave the land in better condition. But it's also that we have to leave an environment and a financial situation where good people want to stay on the farm. It has to be financially motivating as well as all the other things things that come along with it. So it's really important for us to take care of the people. The single greatest asset on our farm is not land, it's not tractors, it's not greenhouses, it's not barns or buildings, it's people. And so we really put a lot of energy into making sure that, you know, we have good benefits and take good care of our people.
All right, but what are their expectations? I think that's the thing. To get people to come to the farm, it seems to me, motivation, obviously, and maybe it comes because the family members want to support other family members. But what are the, do you talk about expectations? What's going to happen this year or what's going to happen in the next few years? What's down the line if you're only 20 years old? If you're working the farm when you're my age, 60 plus, what are the expectations, or do you need to present that? Because a lot of times in business, you need to kind of give people these days, the millennials, a carrot and not a stick. It used to be you could do maybe a little of both, but not so much sticks anymore.
Well, I think I understand what you're asking, but I'm going to answer it a little bit different maybe than what you're thinking. Look, I think that on a small family farm, a small business, expectations have to be more clearly defined than ever because it is at times challenging to work with family. So my dad had a saying that if we didn't define the goal, if we didn't have a goal, we would never get there. So you have to have a clearly defined goal. But then each job has to have an expectation and job description that defines what the responsibilities of that person are and an organizational chart. Yeah, that sounds like big business type of jargon and Logan, and we don't need that. We're just a farm. We roll up the sleeves and we just get the job done. Well, I think that you're going to, that works great until everybody's tired and the year is bad and the money is lean and you're get to scrapping and fighting amongst each other and you've got to have a goal. What's the goal? A clearly defined goal. That's been the one of the keys to the success of the farm, staying healthy and staying positive even in tough times. We knew what the goal was. Everybody had areas of responsibility. My brother had areas of responsibility. I had areas of responsibility. Could I make suggestions in that area? If he was behind, could I give him help? Sure. Did I have areas of responsibility? They were my area to make the decision on. He could make suggestions for me.
So
we could sit down and as a family and talk about them, but we all had clearly defined expectations.
Yeah, that was my question. Do you have family farm meetings on farm matters?
You have to give people an opportunity to express their ideas, their opinions, and their thoughts. We have a board. The board is not made up entirely of family members. We don't want this to, you know, my dad had a saying that we sometimes suffer from incestual thinking. In other words, we all talk together, work together, think alike, and to have outside opinions that say, you know what, you dummies, this isn't right. You're not thinking of this perspective. And bringing some outside people in that are smarter than us to share their thoughts and opinions. And you got to respect them, and you got to listen to them, and sometimes you got to yield.
And what about using the simple, sort of powerful way to manage some of these smaller farms these days is using the web, social media, finding apps, and that may be foreign to you and me, but it isn't to the people that you're hiring. So how much does that play as the modern communication methods and getting info on what you're growing and how you're doing it? How much, there's a lot of sharing of information. Now, this program is about sharing information, but you know what I'm saying. In terms of the devices that are around today, there's a lot of sharing of information. Is it helpful?
It's integral. I say this often, that especially on a small family farm, technology is really critical. Look, you could come onto our farm and you could see tractors that are 50 or 60 years old, and we know how to fix them, and we know how to change the spark plugs in them.
Yep.
But the lighter compaction. But on the other hand, we're also, we have a lab set up on the farm that has comparable equipment to Nestle because we want to test the nutrient densities. We want to look for ways to differentiate because we're not going to be able to compete with the 1,000 or the 5,000 or the 10,000 acre farms. How do you differentiate the quality and the integrity of your product? And you look and explore those ways that are going to make a difference. So technology is critical. Look, it's one of the most affordable things that we can buy today. Technology, you know, 5 years ago, Garmin was pretty cool. Today, it's in your phone. Technology continues to get more and more important. We have to embrace technology as a small family farm. It's absolutely essential to survival. Information flow, communication, absolutely. It's an integral part.
Well, that's how people hear about. I want to talk about how you market your all of the things you grow there. There's not an emphasis on dairy. All the things are produce-driven, it appears to me. So I want to find out how you market from your family farm in Ohio. It's the Chef's Garden, and the other website is FarmerJonesFarm.com. They grow a lot of specialty vegetables, and you can get, again, great ideas. Look at the website. What can you grow? How do you present it? Those sorts of things. We continue with Farmer Jones in a matter of moments here. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. The word is out on MyPillow. And the word is good. Their business is better than ever. Yeah, there's a little controversy around the owner, but why do you pay attention to that? This is about a product that's good for you. It's all made in America. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you see a lot of this phony baloney stuff now about engineered in America or made in the U.S. And the companies are owned by foreign entities, but they bought plants in America so they can say made in USA. Okay, I want to know who owns the plant. I want to know who's working there. Frankly, I may not be like most people, but I think it's important. And that's where MyPillow comes in and shines. They have all kinds of interesting things. They started in the pillow business. Yeah, of course. But then they've gone to the bath towels. They've gone to sheets. They've gone to mattresses, they've gone to slippers. Everything they have is machine washable, you know, durable, dryable, 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So my invitation to you is to visit MyPillow.com when you need new pillows, you need new sheets, or you need new towels, and get the bargains that are there when you use the code DJV. That'll give you 30 to 65% off and free shipping. Promo code DJV for everything you need for your bedroom and your bathroom. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Seeing the sunset. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Ray Lewis, the legendary NFL linebacker, loaded up buses of more than 50 inner-city children who live in places where everyday safety is a pressing issue for them. And he brought those children out to the founder of Under Armour, Kevin Plank's property, for one simple but absolutely profound experience: to have the children see the sunset from there. Without having to worry about safety for that night, or even if they would have enough to eat, these kids were now able to just appreciate the beauty of a sunset. And that temporary experience will no doubt stick with them for a lifetime. Because in that moment, Ray was able to remove them from their pain. And you can change lives in the same way every time you give people refuge from the pain they're experiencing, even if it's only for a moment, because extending yourself for others is a sunset they definitely need to see. Listen to our Tackling Life podcast for more.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back here with Farmer Lee Jones, FarmerJonesFarm.com. I want to know if I would like to have you share as much as you can about how people, no, I mean, we got the social media stuff, but the decisions that are made by people when you connect with people who are your, if it's not an individual that comes to the farm to buy things that they know you're growing. But if you're marketing to restaurants, the farm-to-table things become a big deal, and I'm guessing that's the case with you, right?
That's been our primary focus from 1983 until now, and it will continue to be. We have suffered because the restaurants have suffered in the last year, and we are their biggest cheerleaders and rooting them and seeing them some of them starting to emerge and come out the other side of this horrific mess. So we're excited to see that. But, yes, we network with the chefs. We build a place called the Culinary Vegetable Institute where chefs could come. We have normally about 600 visiting chefs a year.
Wow.
They can bring their culinary teams. It has a full-fledged kitchen in it and dining for 100. And they can come in. They can go into the fields with us. They can look and work and harvest product that they're not familiar with or that they want to get more familiar with, bring it into the test kitchen, work with Chef Jamie Simpson, the chef liaison. He's full-time here on the farm, and he works with the chefs and works with us. We look at plants. We understand that there are billions of dollars spent every year marketing for us to think of a product in a certain size, shape, color, texture. And, you know, the reality is that we've learned from chefs that at every single stage of a plant's life, it offers something unique to the plate. And so looking at that plant in its entirety, we can do more to reduce waste by understanding the plant and the ebbs and flows of seasons and really working to use the entire plant. You know, a Brussels sprout is a majestic plant. It takes 10 months to grow it. And it has all these beautiful leaves to protect the Brussels sprout from getting sunburned. And all we do is pick the Brussels sprout off, and all the rest of this plant, all the energy, all the love, all the nutrients, all the water that's gone to produce this plant, and we don't eat the rest of it. The leaf. Yeah. I would defy the listeners if they were blindfolded to tell the difference in a collard green and a Brussels sprout leaf. They're in the cruciferous family, and they're the same.
Well, you know, another farmer might say to you, Farmer Jones, why don't you take that stuff and feed it? Why don't you raise maybe hogs or chickens or something like that? I don't get the drift from you that you want to have animals on your farm, but I can hear somebody say, well, we have on our farm animals that we can feed that to, so there is no waste on that side using that technique.
I love that idea. I think it's great. I wouldn't condemn anybody for doing something different from us. Look, we've had a lifetime of failures, and my dad has a saying that we have to continue to make mistakes at a faster rate than the competition, and
yeah,
he also says we do mistakes well, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a beautiful way to be able to reduce the waste. Why not?
Yep, it is a great way. All right, so let me get back. You only have a couple of moments left here. Shipping. I talk all the time about what happens when the big colossal farms in California ship their lettuce or tomatoes or whatever, carrots across the country. Nutrition is lost in the transferring of the food from one place to another. So how do you get around that? Your boxes that you send out to people who are basically CSA, I'm guessing, but you ship the stuff to them. How do you protect the value of the food itself?
I would agree with part of what you're saying. Every day that a product is harvested, it loses a percentage of its nutritional value in some cases. In some cases, like wine, it improves with age. If proper humidity and atmosphere, like in root cellars, like we used to do back in the day, we duplicate root cellar conditions. But the big thing is that it's the amount of time between harvest and consumption. When you're seeing things in a grocery store, you're looking at least 10 days to 2 weeks, potentially more.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't pick a product until a chef orders it or until an individual orders it. When they order it, we pick it, we ship it, they have it the next day or 2 days later. So, you know, that's really kind of the thought process, is to get it consumed quickly.
Thank you for sharing your thought process with us. Very helpful. I love your enthusiasm. Best of luck to you and your family continuing on the Farmer Lee Jones bandwagon there. FarmerJonesFarm.com, Chefs-Garden.com. Check out the book, The Chef's Garden, A Modern Guide to Common and Unusual Vegetables with Recipes from Farmer Lee. It's really good to have you. I think I wish I was closer. Farmer Lee Jones.
You have a great day.
And you as well, sir, on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer. Don't forget about our downloads. Every week we have the concise conversations that we've had on the radio program put into podcast form, and you can check them out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Terrific information, enthusiasm. It's great. Our love of farming, mine and yours, is contagious. So share it with people that perhaps don't know of the existence of this conversation, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to continue in my commentary here, thinking about the control issues that we have. This fellow that we've had on the show this week, very inspirational, and this is being done more and more. So I don't want people to give up hope that we, those of you on the farm, will not be able to continue, because where there's a will, there's a way, always. But I also want you to know that there are plenty of people who do not want you to succeed. There are plenty of people or organizations or businesses or companies, whatever, however you want to describe them, that are out to get your butt. And when you see what I was saying earlier about China processing all of the fish that they do, you get the inference of who's, you know, buying up what land, the dairy business. I was looking at the report, excuse me, from a town in Iowa called Greenwald, population 238. They are trying to figure out how to sustain their agricultural models that are there, the small family-owned dairies that serve that area. As Minnesota has plenty of the same types of places, many, Wisconsin, New York, although New York, I think, is almost a lost cause. Driving around there last weekend, going through the beautiful farmland of the Finger Lakes and seeing the desperation of farmers, barns falling down, land not being used. The state of New York is completely ridiculous when it comes to encouraging agriculture because they're controlled by the city of New York and not by the people who live upstate.
but yet it's such a valuable resource. More and more farmers I talk to when I go to auctions out there are disgusted with it, and they want to go somewhere else, go to Texas and farm, or go to Florida and farm. But I think if you stick around, maybe a fight, I know there's only so much fight in a lot of people, but it's worth it, for me anyway, when I look at these beautiful areas. I've visited a couple of cities in upstate and towns in upstate Vermont also over the weekend. And once again, the land that's there, the value, don't sell it out. Try to hold on. That would be my message. All these, especially if you're dairying, a fellow that I went to visit, I bought a baler from. I used to raise 50, 60 head of cattle. It used to be replacement heifers for dairy, and then it was beef, and now he's down to 14 because he just can't afford to do it anymore. He can't afford to keep the tractors going. He doesn't get paid enough for either the beef or the milk. And so what are we doing to ourselves? This is the thing, and I know I'm talking to the choir, but there are a lot of people listening to this program now who are in the business of consumption. They're not growing, but they want to know. That's why I do this purposely and with a farm family food connection. If you're a steak eater, for example, do you know where the money is going to? There are people in restaurants that are paying $56 these days for a big expensive steak. The farmer is lucky to get $2 out of that $56. So what are we doing to ourselves, and why are we allowing this to happen? The U.S. cattle industry is now big and chain operated. Some of the big chain restaurants have their own farms, but there isn't, the processors like JBS and Cargill, they're making $1,000 in profit per head of cattle, where the farmer is making $50 for bringing the beef on the hoof to these places, and they process it, and they're the ones making all the money. What's wrong with this picture? These people have gotten so much control because of the power of the buck. It just keeps growing and growing and growing, and they influence Senate committees on agriculture and the House committees on agriculture and state committees on agriculture, and they advertise to make you think that what they're doing with their products is fabulous. When you look at the food advertising on television for cereals, let's say, I mean, most of that stuff is awful for you. It really is. And so when you get right down to brass tacks, what are you telling people that are around you about the value of what you do? You need to help keep explaining, telling the story of why it should be that you get $10 out of the steak instead of $2. You know, make it practical and understandable, because people can understand that. They can understand, okay, I just paid $50 for a steak. How much goes to the farmer? Answer that question correctly, and you're ahead of the game. Those are my thoughts. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. It's all a
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.